And we are back. Welcome back, everyone. This is our April 2026 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. We are going to backtrack a little bit. We're going to go back to item number 4. And I apologize. There was a misunderstanding on my part on the direction of this. And so I would like to ask Nick Michaels to come back up, re-explain again what it is the department is looking for, and then if you could, help us better understand the request and who that request is coming from.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Nick Michaels, General Counsel for the department. Yes, this license list request is from an individual, not an entity, not an organization. It's an individual by the name of Thomas Drews. He is asking for a list of current active fishing and hunting licenses in the state with their addresses. And on the form that the department provides for those who are making these requests, they have to state their purpose in asking for this specific list request. Mr. Drews states, quote, for a national sportsman's group to advocate and promote pro hunting and sportsman activities. This is not for commercial use to sell any products or merchandise, end quote. In administrative rule, the only limitation that this commission has put on withholding licenseless requests is when it is directed toward a person under the age of 18 and is intended to promote, advertise, provide information related to gambling, alcoholic beverages, offensive or pornographic matters or material. Being that the stated reason does not fall under any of those prohibited categories, the department has no objection to its being released and would not object if the commission moved to approve of releasing these names, subject to the fee that is set out in 4106-0206.
Thank you for doing that. Commissioner Culp.
I'd like to make a motion to reconsider item number 4.
We have a motion to reconsider. We do need a second. Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. Any questions or comments on that motion to reconsider? Commissioner Teal.
Thanks, Nick. My only question is, does it state who it's for? I know it says a national agency, but does it say, was there any comments made by the person that requested the list?
Through the chair. Yes. No, Commissioner Teal. It just states his own name. He doesn't state whether he's representing any sort of organization or entity.
Thank you.
Very good. So we will vote on the motion to reconsider, and then after that, we'll need a motion to move forward with the final vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Very good.
Now I'll make a motion to adopt number 4 at the lowest fee. Is that correct? Or the stated fee? What's the right terminology there?
The standard fee, and through the chair, Commissioner Cole, the standard fee in a case like this is $100 for each 1,000 names provided. And there has been no request to make any sort of accommodation or otherwise.
Nick, Commissioner Nyberg would like for you to repeat that.
Certainly. Commissioner, the regular fee, according to Administrative Rule 4106-0206, the regular fee in a licenseless request such as this is $100 for each 1,000 names or portion thereof contained in each list of subscription or license holders that is sold.
Commissioner Nyberg.
So, Nick, what's the total amount?
Do
you have that?
To the chair. I don't have the exact numbers. My understanding roughly is that there are probably about 125 some odd thousand active licenses. When the requester is met with that number, he might amend how many exactly it is that he wants or reduce that. I don't know. But that is the regular fee as laid out in rule.
Being the new kid on the block, how often is this request asked for? Number one, first question. Second question, Nick, how are we protected? How how do we know that they're not passing those names on to another entity?
Through the chair. Great questions, Commissioner. I'm sorry, could you state your first one again?
How often?
How often, yes. I can tell you that it was back in January was the first time I had presented a license list request to this commission in my 2 years as general counsel. We've had several others that come through the state portal. However, when we follow through with those requesters and let them know that there is a fee and that it has to come through the commission, we've not received any follow-up from those individuals. So to in a roundabout way, what I'm saying is I've only seen, this is only my second one in my 2 years here, how we're protected. I believe that fee is meant to be a way of protecting us. It's a deterrent for those who would maybe have nefarious reasons for requesting this list. That being said, there are also additional statutory reasons that the department can use to deny a request that are outside of what the commission, the criteria that the commission holds.
Very good. So we do have a motion to approve, adopt the request for the list. We do not have a second yet. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. So we have a motion to move forward and adopt. Any final comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
So we will do a voice vote. And so, Gail, I'll have you take roll call for that.
Commissioner Julie Bartling?
Aye.
Commissioner Bruce Cole?
Aye.
Commissioner Dean Kirkby?
Aye.
Commissioner Kevin Nyberg?
No.
Commissioner Chuck Spring?
No.
Commissioner Travis Teal?
Aye.
Commissioner Bob Whitmire?
Absent. Is he not voting?
He's muted.
Okay, so our final count?
And I'm sorry, Commissioner Stephanie Ressler?
Aye.
So we will have 5 yeas, 2 nays.
Very good. That is a quorum to move forward. Very good. Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you, Nick, for coming back up. I appreciate the flexibility.